What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Scandal and Vice, or Sugar and Spice.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Monday. It's Christmas week. Are you busy? Are you wrapping presents? Are you buying presents? I'm doing that. A little bit of both. Normally, every Monday, our dear friend Garrett joins us. He's not here today. It's just us naughties, but don't worry. We've got a ton of gossip to get to, so let's jump right in. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Big story at the top of the show, a tragic story, a really sad story. It gives me no pleasure in reporting this, but over the weekend, Matthew Perry's final days were revealed, and they were a mix of nicotine lollipops, ketamine, which is a drug, and testosterone shots, which apparently left him very angry and, quote, mean. So Matthew Perry's autopsy report was released, and it gives a really grim look into the final days of the star. So we tried, we hoped that everything would be okay here, but a man of that age dying, it just didn't make any sense. And we know his past struggles. He's been really open about them. Then a few days ago, Jennifer Aniston threw some real optimism our way, and we loved it. We did it on our show. She said she spoke to him the day he died, and he was in a really good place. He was happy. Well, now the autopsy report is giving a very different picture. So the report is revealing that a female friend of the actor said that he was, quote, angry and mean in the weeks before his death because he was taking testosterone shots. The eye-popping report also noted that aside from a lethal amount of ketamine mixed with an opioid-like drug, which is used to alleviate pain and help with the addiction to opioids, in addition to that, Matthew had also been taking a weight loss drug, antibiotic medication, and nicotine lollipops. Before his death, Jennifer told us this too, he was trying to quit smoking. His live-in assistant, who was very, very close to him, said he had been smoking about 2 packs of cigarettes every single day, and he desperately wanted to stop, and that's why he was taking the nicotine lollipops. The medical examiner's report further showed how Matthew relied on prescriptions and over-the-counter medication to maintain his quality of life. The report read, quote, in the assistant's bedroom, there were multiple open, empty, and half-filled medication bottles prescribed to Matthew, as well as over-the-counter medications, vitamins, digestive aids, and dishes filled with a variety of loose pills, tablets, capsules, candy, and even breath mints. Now, in Matthew's bathroom, I'm not sure why all that was in the assistant's bathroom, but in Matthew's bathroom, they also found prescription ointments, digestive aids, and oral rinses. Oh, it's just such a dark, tragic, tragic scene. Matthew, it's interesting, had written about his dislike of ketamine in his 2022 memoir. He said it felt like dying during those treatments. He received them while staying at a Swiss rehab center during the pandemic. So all indications is he was fighting this battle, this ongoing war with addiction. He was trying so hard to win. Ultimately, he didn't. Now, some people are saying he was getting ketamine injections regularly before his death. It's a way of weeding people off drugs. However, the amount of ketamine that was found in his body was far too great to be from those injections. A really, really sad picture here, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Matthew Perry's final days were a mix of nicotine lollipops, ketamine, and testosterone shots. Do you want to know these details, or should we let him rest in peace? Now, that's a loaded question, isn't it? Obviously, we want him to rest in peace. Maybe he can rest in peace and also the truth can get out. In fact, maybe he can't rest in peace until the truth gets out. If the truth gets out, maybe this can help somebody else. It was a very, very tough life, and I'm not putting down the fight, the valiant fight that Matthew put up here. Ultimately, he didn't win it. I hope he's resting in peace, but how do you feel about all these details? We're talking about them today on our show. We're a respectful show. We don't have any joy in this at all, but it is in the news. It's the biggest story of the day. It's what all your friends, what everyone's going to be talking about. So we had to do it. I think we did it in the right way, but what do you think about this? Do you want to know these details, or should we just let him rest in peace? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Moving along, Britney Spears seemingly has responded to Justin Timberlake's no disrespect disclaimer after his show in Vegas. So Britney seemingly is referring to her ex Justin Timberlake in her latest Instagram post. Let me remind you, a few days ago, Justin was paid a fortune to open a new casino in Vegas, the Fontainebleau in Las Vegas. And he was paid all this money to not only attend, he had to perform. Now, while he was performing, one of the songs he did was his 2002 song, Cry Me a River, which is about Britney. Before he sang it, he said, quote, no disrespect. Well, Britney shared a clip of her dancing away, having the time of her life, and she wrote, I never mentioned how I beat him in basketball and he would cry. No disrespect. Oh, Britney. So although they dated from 1999 to 2002, their relationship has been making headlines since her memoir was released. In the memoir, she shared details about the relationship, including the claims that she had an abortion after becoming pregnant with his baby. She also wrote about that song, Cry Me a River, saying that it caused her to look like, quote, a harlot who broke the heart of America's golden boy. And so she said that that song really put her down, really put her in a bad place. And now, all these years later, after the book, after everything that's happened, after the conservatorship, Justin sings it in Vegas. He's got enough hits. He could have picked a different song. He didn't. He sang this song, and before he sang it, he said, quote, no disrespect. Well, now Britney is telling a little secret about him. When they used to play basketball together, she would win and he would cry. And guess what? No disrespect. Team Britney. Okay, moving along. This is a really sweet story. So Travis Kelce has asked Taylor Swift's dad for his blessing to propose. So Taylor and Travis have been dating since the summer. They're going so well that sources have told Page Six that Travis has allegedly asked Taylor's father, Scott, for permission to pop the question. An insider says the following, quote, Scott has been asked for his blessing and he wholeheartedly gives it. And Travis has been talking to friends about a ring. The source adds that this is the most extroverted guy Taylor has ever dated. There's no doubt about that. Adding that it's so much truer to who Taylor is than any of her prior relationships. If you remember, her last boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, was so, so private. He hated publicity. He hated being photographed. In fact, a source said he would rather cut off his arm than go to Zero Bond. Zero Bond is a private club in New York. The paparazzi are always outside. Taylor loves it there. Joe hated it. He would never, ever go. A third insider is saying, quote, I love this. Taylor is so in love. She just hasn't been with a guy who is so excited and proud to be with her in a long time. She's gotten used to having to hide away and staying low, a low profile whenever she's in a relationship. Never date somebody who isn't proud to be seen with you. It just is silly. Even if you're the biggest star in the world, I get it. I know you want your privacy. But has that ever happened? I once dated a guy in Edinburgh who would only ever take me out when his friends were not around. He never introduced me to his family. He never introduced me to a single friend. And we were once in a restaurant and somebody came in that he knew. And he looked like he was going to die. At first I thought, is he married? Am I having an affair? I wasn't. No, I wasn't. But I was like, he just doesn't want to be seen with me. He was embarrassed by me. And I'm sure he had much bigger issues than that too. But he really is a red flag. So I love the fact that Travis loves being seen with Taylor. Taylor loves being seen with Travis. And he's old school enough that he asked her father. He asked her father, Scott, for his permission before he pops the question. That's going to go a long way, isn't it? That's really going to go a long way. My Bruce, he asked my dad, Doug Shooter, for his permission before he popped the question to me. I love it. I do love it. I'm not sure asking permission is the right thing, but you definitely want their blessing. I think permission might be a little much here, but blessing is something you definitely want. And you know what? Taylor's really close to her family. So Travis, you are a smart, smart man. When do you think they're going to get engaged? My sources say it could happen over the Christmas holiday. Ooh! After her birthday, she flew out to be with him. And so it's very, very serious. I know, fingers crossed, I think we all want Taylor to find love. Maya Malik is out as the host of Jeopardy. I don't know if you heard this, but it's breaking that Ken Jennings is now going to stay in the role as the permanent solo host. We found out about it in a new post. Maya wrote that she had been informed by Sony, they're the big producers of the show, that she would no longer be hosting the syndicated version of the show. She did not give a reason for her exit, but she wrote the following quote. I am incredibly honoured to have been nominated for a Primetime Emmy for hosting this year, and I'm deeply grateful for the opportunity to have been part of the Jeopardy family. She added, quote, for all of you who have supported me through this incredible journey, and to all the fans, the contestants, the writers, the staff, and the crew at America's Favourite Quiz Show, thank you. Oh, that's a class act. But I'm told even though she is taking the high road publicly, she's furious behind the scenes. She did not know this was coming. So Ken Jennings is going to continue hosting the show. And Sony confirmed in a statement that that indeed was the case. But they didn't put out the statement until after she put out a statement. So she caught them off guard here. They told her, and rather than wait for them to announce it, she was like, no, you fired me. So I'm going to tell everybody. I like this. Speak out. Don't you dare try and put Mayim in the caller. She's fabulous. You know, this show is falling apart. Remember when they hired the wrong host after Alex Trebek passed away? A really shady character. We all thought that this show could explode. And then they brought in Ken Jennings. They brought in Mayim Malik. And these two saved the day. Now, I think it's a little shady, particularly when she got nominated for an Emmy Award for hosting the show. I think it's a really shady thing to do. What was going on here? I like both of them. I do. I watch this show. I like both of them. And I think that this is a bit shady here. I like them sharing it together, but obviously they didn't. And so she's out and he's in. Okay, quickly before we go to break, Prince Harry has won his phone hacking lawsuit against the Mirror Group newspapers, which he is saying is, quote, a great day for truth. Prince Harry has won his phone hacking lawsuit against the Mirror Group newspapers and has been awarded, get this, $180,000. So the presiding judge handed down the ruling statement that 15 of the 33 articles published by the Mirror Group were the product of phone hacking of his mobile or his mobile phones with his associates. Oh, so Harry insisted this is how they got the dirt on him. They hacked his phone. Now, I don't know quite how they proved this, but they have done it now. A judge has decided and Harry is thrilled about it, saying, quote, today is a great day for truth as well as accountability. He added, I've been told that slaying the dragons will get you burned. But in light of today's victory and the importance of doing what we needed for a free and honest press, it's a worthwhile price to pay. The mission continues. He is not giving up. So he wasn't in court because of the short notice that was given of this hearing, but it is believed that he watched the feed. And my insiders say he is just thrilled about this. The Mirror Group has put out a statement. It's an odd statement, but they had to say something. This is what they said. Quote, "We welcome today's judgment, really, that gives the business the necessary clarity to move forward from events that took place many years ago." So they're trying to distance this, saying, oh, it's many years ago. And now they're trying to say, it's a good thing. It's given us clarity. As if you need any clarity, don't hack people's phones. Don't hack people's phones. So in June, King Charles's youngest son, Harry, made history as the first prominent member of the royal family to give evidence in court in over 130 years. So we've never had a member of the royal family do this in over 130 years. Good for you, Harry. Good for standing up. He is moving forward. There are another four cases, at least four more cases, that are going to go through the courts. Harry, congratulations. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter. Hey, let's get to the polls. Dun, dun, dun. Thank you very much. Did you sing along? Last show, we talked about Hugh Jackman is reportedly romancing his Broadway co-star Sutton Foster after separating from his wife. Now, they have not said anything about this. Sutton put out a very cryptic post. It's a picture of her, her kid, her husband. So are you suspicious about the timing here? Do you think these two got together earlier on during the Music Man? They were working together. What do you think? Are you suspicious about the timing? Oh, 70% of you said yes. We talked about this, didn't we, on Friday's show with the lovely Corey Andrew. He reminded us that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, they dispute their timeline too. They both say they did not get together despite the fact they were working together on Mr. and Mrs. Smith. They did not get together until they had broken up, till Brad had broken up with Jen. It's a little bit fuzzy, and you agree again, naughties. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, it's time for our nicest of the day. Our nicest of the day is Jerry O'Connell, because he once again is defending his wife, Rebecca Romijn. So he is saying that John Stamos's book about Rebecca was a little scary. He was asked about his feelings about celebrity memoirs while he was doing an interview with TMZ. He said, "We all live in a time where we just want to know these things." He gets it. People want to know all the gossip. But he said, "I don't think I will ever write a tell-all book. I think I'm going to take some secrets to my grave, taking the high road." He did add, though, that my family was recently mentioned in a tell-all book, and it's a little scary. But people got to make a living, I guess. It just happened. Now, after the memoir came out, he told Access Hollywood that they had no warning. Nobody told him, or Rebecca. They should have told Rebecca about the book's content. Nobody said anything. He's furious about this, and we reported at the time that Rebecca did not want Jerry saying anything. Think because if he did, he made the story bigger, he sold more books. So he let it be for a little while, but now he's ready to defend. He was always ready to defend his wife, but now he is doing it with her blessing. And nicest of the day. Oh my goodness, if somebody said something mean about my Bruce in a book and he asked me not to say anything, I don't know if I could. I'm such a tack dog when it comes to Bruce. You can make fun of me, but if you come after my friends, the Naughties, or Bruce, I'm going to bite you back. Our nicest of the day, and now our naughtiest of the day, naughty, 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 Meghan McCain slams The View hosts for slander, saying, quote, "I will be consulting my lawyers." So Meghan McCain is slamming The View, saying the host slandered her and she's threatening to take legal action. Let me break this down. So co-host Anna Navarra, I love her, she pointed out that lots of people peddle information, they peddle influence when they are related to somebody famous. And the panel and the audience erupted in laughter because Meghan McCain's dad was John McCain. Now, some people would argue she would never have got to host The View if her dad hadn't been such a famous senator. Now, people laughed. It was a little bit awkward. But Meghan got wind of this and she's not at all happy. She said the following quote, "Not all politicians' children are the same. I am no Hunter Biden. She said, all the accusations are absurd, defamatory and slanderous, and I will be consulting my lawyers regarding what was libelled against me on The View this morning. Oh, Meghan, move on. I think that she's still angry about The View. Move on. OK, let's do something that's nice to end our show. Let's end with a moment of rub. You get a rub, you get a rub, you get a rub. For 15, 20 minutes, we love giving you all the celebrity news, all the celebrity gossip, but for a minute or a moment, we're a little bit more deep. Today's moment of rub. Confidence is competence. You've got to be good at something to be confident doing it. So the first time you do something, you're not going to have any confidence because you've never done it before. So you get good at stuff if you keep trying. That's all confidence is, the willingness to try. Don't expect to be good at it right away, but be in it for the long run. When I started this podcast, I was not very confident. And I wasn't even very competent. I was neither, but that's exactly as I should have been because I was starting at the beginning. Now, a couple of years into it, I'm not only competent, it's a great show. I'm confident too that we put on a fabulous show. If you want to be confident in whatever you do, the best way to get there is to keep doing it. Keep doing it over and over and over again, and you will get good at it. And if you are willing to try, eventually you will be confident and competent. I hope that helps. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Naughty Show. You're the co-host today, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, come on, sing along with me. Let's do this together. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Ah, you sound marvellous. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.